everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, sitting in for Kate Delaney. Kate will be back with you guys tomorrow night, taking a very much deserved night off, and I thank her very much for this opportunity to spend time with all you folks on the other side of the radio, and we've really enjoyed your calls, and we're going to take more calls in this hour at 855-266-5283, or if you prefer, you can email me up, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, it's 3 a.m. Eastern time, and I've noticed I was on the Facebooky thing, and lots of people have called it a night here. We had some mystery guests that so far have not shown up, but you never can tell who might call into this broadcast here before this hour is over. But in the meantime, we're polling you on a bunch of things, including, you know, one of my favorite topics is I love talking about sports. And how about your favorite athlete or athletes of all time? Who's on that list? I mean, who do you think is the greatest baseball player that has ever played the game? Who's the best football player that you've ever seen or have watched footage of? Who's the best hockey player? Who's the best basketball player? Who's your favorite Olympic hero of all time? We'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283. On the other side of the agenda, we're talking some serious stuff and talking about the nation's unemployment rate. It is up there, 8.3%, and President Obama had a little faux pas over the weekend, a little misspeak when he said the private sector is doing fine. Well, guess what? The private sector isn't doing fine, and lots of us out in the real world, let's put it that way, aren't doing so great. And if you've been to the grocery store lately, you know, every time you go, it costs more, and certainly when you fill your vehicle up at the gas pump, it's gone down a little bit in price, but you know darn right well that it's going to go up again. And there's talk, you know, as these emerging countries continue to add automobiles into the mix, countries like India and like China and Russia, that we're going to see even more demand for petroleum and less of it available here in the U.S. What would you do about that situation? Immigration, this is another one of these things that I have a little pet peeve about. I'd like to know your solution to the immigration problem. What about all these illegal aliens working here in the U.S.? Would you give them amnesty? What would you do? Would you issue them work permits? Would you ship them out? What is your thoughts? What are your thoughts about that? And also, another one of my personal pet peeves, and that's assimilation. You know, there's nothing wrong with being an immigrant. This is a nation of immigrants. But, you know, I think more emphasis needs to be placed on the teaching of English in public schools. Maybe I'm old-fashioned in that regard, but I know that my ancestors who have been in this country for about four or five generations, going back until the early 1800s, I mean, they came over from Ireland and England, and, you know, like many, like all different ethnic groups here in the Boston area, there used to be signs even in the early 1900s, Irish need not apply. They used to have in store windows for jobs that people of Irish descent. And of course, we've seen discrimination across the board through all the different ethnic races and different folks who have immigrated here into the country. But the thing that disturbs me is that it just seems like the latter day immigrants to this country don't really assimilate. They tend to hang among their own. They tend to speak their native language. And, you know, all you have to do is pick up a cereal box today and, you know, half of it is in Spanish. Just about everything in this country is half in Spanish. And call me old-fashioned, call me what you want, but I think English should be our number one language here in this country. What do you think about that issue? I'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283. I'm also going to anoint you as a congressman or a presidential candidate. What would you do about the unemployment rate? What would be your solution? What would be your solution to the manufacturing problem? The Midwest has rebounded somewhat, but still the number of manufacturing jobs here in the U.S., it's at a dismal rate compared to 25 years ago, let alone 50 years ago. Most of this work is being outsourced to Mexico, China, and other places around the globe, and certainly isn't helping the economy. And the thing that worries me, too, when I'm out driving and I see all these stores for rent. I mean, we went through a period of great economic boom for some, maybe not for all of us, but there was a period that lots of people were making money in the 90s and in the 2000s. And a lot of high-end stores really became commonplace. But now when you drive up and down the highways and main roads of America, I see a lot of for rent sales no matter where I go. And I get to do a lot of traveling doing my automotive radio program here on GCN called Auto World. So I get to go to a lot of different cities, and you see it. You see blocks just completely obliterated. Everything is for rent, for sale. There's something wrong with what's going on in this country economically and politically. You know, it's not necessarily a Democratic problem, in my opinion. It's not necessarily a Republican problem. As far as I'm concerned, it's the problem of both sides. I think we need to join together, and we need to find a solution to these problems. Perhaps you can shed some light on it, because you, like I, are out there in the real world buying groceries, buying gas. A lot of these politicians have no idea what it's like to have a family and run on a limited budget. But you certainly do, and you can call us up at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We would love to hear from you. And on the lighter side, going back to my days working in sports radio, would love to hear your personal vote for your favorite athlete or athletes of all time. I definitely can give you mine, and I'm going to ask my producer, Matt, to chime in on his favorite picks when we come back from our upcoming break here. But we would love to get a bunch of callers online at 855-266-5283. If you had the dream of becoming a professional athlete, would you be a Major League Baseball player? Would you be an NHL player playing in the National Hockey League, the National Basketball Association, the National Football League? Would you be a soccer star, a golf star, a tennis star? Would you be getting ready for the Olympics in gymnastics or swimming or weightlifting? What would it be? 855-266-5283. That's the contact line. You're listening to America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney. Don't go away.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
1982 was the year for that song, Abracadabra, the Steve Miller Band out of Texas. He and Bob Skaggs went to the same Catholic school together, and St. Mark's, and they actually had a band back in high school. And, of course, Boz went on to be an early member of the Steve Miller Band and then went off to have his own very successful career. You're listening to America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, filling in for the great Kate Delaney, who is taking tonight off. And she'll be back tomorrow night. Don't worry about it. Check out Kate's website when you get a chance. She's got lots of cool things up there. AmericaTonight.net. We'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283. I figured that, we do a little something heavy in this hour, a little something light. I've continued the question out there about your all-time favorite athlete. I've collected a number of email responses. We're also asking you if you could be a professional athlete, which league would you be in, or which particular sport would you be a participant in. And we've got the harder-nosed political questions out there about the unemployment numbers. They're up there. 8.3%, and many people say that's very much an understatement, that there are many more millions of folks who have given up looking for a job. What do you think should be done, needs to be done for unemployment? What about tax cuts that are being proposed before Congress right now? What about the immigration problem? Should we grandfather in all the illegal immigrants that are here now? What should we do going forward? 855-266-5283. That's our contact line from around North America. So let's talk about all-time favorite athletes. Producer Matt, I'll put you on the spot here and have you rattle off some of your all-time favorites. How about in the realm of baseball, Matt?
I'd have to go with my hometown guy, Kirby Puckett.
Oh, very good. Very good choice. How about in the realm of hockey?
That's a tough one. But right now, I don't know. I just got this thing for Dustin Brown right now. He plays for the LA Kings. And I'd have to say he's slowly been taking over the number one spot in my mind. Just I like the way he plays a lot.
Excellent. How about football player?
That's got to be Barry Sanders.
Oh, another outstanding choice there. And how about basketball?
Basketball, I'd probably say just the era I grew up in, it's, you know, Jordan or Johnson probably.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah, it's definitely two. I mean, for myself, it very much is determinant as well on the era that you grew up in or that you're at least young enough to be aware of sports. I love baseball history, so I tend to read and look at a lot of old baseball stuff, and I'm fascinated by a lot of the greats from the past, including Babe Ruth. But, you know, I would have to say my favorite baseball players of all time, and I'm going to say players, Carl Yastrzemski, who played for the Boston Red Sox from the early 60s right through the early 80s, was always one of my favorite players. Reggie Jackson, believe it or not, who I've come to know as a friend in the car world, Mr. October, a very different guy when you're talking to him about cars or food. Very intense individual, but definitely always one of my favorite baseball players. In the realm of hockey players, Bobby Orr, who I remember as a very little kid being just an unstoppable force for the Boston Bruins. The wheeling and dealing with Bobby Orr, the way this gentleman, the defenseman, who also had awesome offensive capability, was always one of my favorite players. Can't overlook also the great one, Wayne Gretzky, I'd have to put on that list as well. In the realm of basketball, I would agree with producer Matt that Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, along with Larry Bird, would have to be my favorites. In the realm of football, you know, I, too, big fan of Barry Sanders, also going way, way back in NFL history. Gale Sayers was just an amazing running back for the Chicago Bears. I like the flamboyance of Joe Namath, and certainly you can't overlook the accomplishments of Joe Montana. So I am guilty of having a few too many on that list, but we'd love to hear from you at our toll-free line. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-266-5283. Let me take a look at my emails about some of the favorite athletes. I won't, I'll see if I can get as many in as possible here. We got one from Ohio. It's Bill in Ohio, his favorite athlete of all time, Wilt Chamberlain. Interesting. Another interesting one here out of Kansas, and this one comes from Leroy. His favorite player of all time is Magic Johnson. This one comes in from Maine. Favorite player of all time from Steve in Maine is Ted Williams, the last man to hit 400 for the Boston Red Sox, and certainly one of the considered by many to be one of the greatest hitters of all time. Another vote here. This one is from Texas, Tom Brady. How do you like that? Somebody from Texas, I won't give out your name, voting for Tom Brady from the New England Patriots. That's an interesting vote. How about your vote at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or if you'd like to chime in, if you'd like to become a politician on the airwaves here on America Tonight, you can tell both me and all of your fellow third shift listeners, all of you insomniacs out there, all of you folks who love the nighttime, all of the musicians who are coming off gigs and making their way back to their hotel, or maybe making their way via the bus to another gig. Tell us what you would do to help the economy, to put more jobs out there for Americans, to lower that unemployment rate, to bring manufacturing here back to the U.S. What are some of the things that the politician should be doing? It seems to me, here I go into this rant thing. It's unusual for me to get into a rant mode, but I've been in a rant mode here at times on America Tonight. It seems to me this country gets fixated on really crazy things. I mean, you know, some of the things of course, that are popular in the media today just blow me away. The fact that, you know, Paris Hilton or J-Lo or Steven Tyler's antics on American Idol or Howard Stern's antics on TV or, you know, some Hollywood starlet or the Jersey Shore people. These are the kind of things that are making major headlines on a lot of the major websites, as well as making their way onto to mainstream local television as well. You know, what about the big problems? I mean, we've got lots of big problems facing this nation. And again, you know, some of the perennial things that always seem to never go away. I realize they are important issues, but nevertheless, they've been beaten to death. You know, the gay marriage thing has been beaten to death. The abortion stuff has been beaten to death. Let's get back to basics here. Let's get people back to work. Let's get the economy turned around. Let's get more manufacturing jobs. Let's kind of even out the healthcare system so that everybody who is self-employed doesn't have to pay an arm and a leg and another arm for health insurance. What would be some of your solutions to these problems? 855-266-5283. That's our toll-free line. And just for fun, we would love for you to chime in with your favorite athlete of all time, just as a number of folks who have emailed me up, Bob, at BobLongRadio.com have, including Morgan, who is writing me from Nevada, and he says his favorite athlete of all time is Mickey Mantle. There's a great old baseball name that we haven't heard in quite some time, but certainly deserving of the honor of being a Hall of Fame player and one of the greats of all time. What is your personal favorite athlete of all time? 855-266-5283. Or if you'd like to chime in on the political side of the fence here, we've got serious unemployment in this country. What would you do about it if you were running for president? What would be on your personal campaign agenda? What would you be making as part of your pledge to America to help make it the great nation that it deserves to be? It always will be a great nation, but in my opinion, we used to be a greater nation than we are today. What can you add to the equation? 855-266-5283. This is America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, Kate's got some really cool bumper music here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney is your regular host. I'm Bob Long filling in. That was a bunch of CDs that just fell off my table here in my humble Boston studio, so I apologize for that one. We're taking your calls on a variety of subjects. I'm polling you on your favorite athletes of all time, also throwing out a gamut of political questions. And our telephone number is 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. It was actually one of the telephones I have in the room here, so I better find it before it starts going bonkers. But anyway, while I'm looking for the telephone that's gone astray, let's go to our first caller who's in Texas. And it would be a pleasure to speak right now to Mike. Mike, thank you very much for dialing us up. How you doing?
I guess my favorite. Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself? There's a phone that's
well. I got to say, my favorite athlete's got to be me.
Yeah, your favorite athlete. That's
actually,
what I thought you said.
Professional athlete. It's got to have been Eric Schaub because he was a friend of mine back in the '80s when he played in Texas League here in Amarillo. He was just an awesome guy, and unfortunately, he had a serious addiction that took his life. And it was sad, but he was one of my favorite friends. It's just one of those things that happens.
Absolutely.
I know him personally. As far as getting the economy back on track.
Yeah, what do you think we should do?
What I would do is turn around. There are two things that I would do. Is number one, I would do away with the income tax system as we know it and put in a federal sales tax, period.
Mm-hmm.
All but two states in this country have a state sales tax, and you can't tell me it's not fair because everybody pays it. If you want it, if you want to buy it, you pay the tax. You do away with the IRS problem children that are wanting to hide their money, and you simply say you're going to pay 8.25%. But when you put 30 to 40% more money back in people's pockets, what are they going to do?
They're going to spend it.
They're going to spend it because we don't know how to save money. When you spend that kind of money that people would have in their pockets, what's going to happen? You can't import it. Enough. You have to go back and start manufacturing here because we've got to have it. So it stimulates the economy. And the other thing they could do is turn around and start charging the banks, raise the interest levels on the prime lending rate back to what it was in the 80s when we had 18 and 19% coming in on mutual funds.
Yep.
Okay, we got interest income tax that we're not paying now because nobody's paying interest to the investors, so they're not paying that tax to the government, and that's what's created the deficit. It's not anything else but that over the last 18 years.
You know, that's a really good point that you bring up, Mike, because you're right. I mean, going back into the 1980s, I mean, it's a joke today when you go to the bank and you see the miserable interest rates that they're offering for certificates of deposit. And
it's horrible.
It's
a six-month CD would get you anywhere between 8 and 10%, and now you're lucky to get a 0.5% on a $10,000 CD. It used to be $500. In 2 years would get you $2,000 because of the way it would build up. And it's sad because I remember looking at these things when I was in college in 1980 and 81 and 82, and I look at them now and I'm going, why even bother with that? Why don't I just go out and spend the money and put it in play?
Mm-hmm. Those are a lot of good points.
It's just sad that this country's decided we want to print more money. We're going back to what Caligula did when he printed all of the widow's mite coins so that everybody could have money so that they could feel better, and it led to the collapse of the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
We're doing the same.
I don't know. How's it like down in Texas? I mean, when you ride around, do you see a lot of empty stores, a lot of stuff for rent?
No, not here. In Amarillo, of course, as long as you guys keep eating hamburgers, we're going to grow more wheat. We're going to grow more cows. We've got plenty of hamburgers available.
That's good.
Just got to keep eating them, and we'll keep growing them.
Well, you keep growing them, and with God's help, we'll have the money to keep buying them.
We will. We're going to be just fine. It's just, like I said, as long as we quit listening to the naysayers, and everybody goes out and gets off their butts, grab a lawnmower, go out and cut 8 yards a day, you can make $2,000 a week.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
and Mike,
work for yourself. Never mind those guys over there. Never mind that minimum wage job. Go out and grab a lawnmower for $300 or even $50 at a used store or from a garage sale. Go out and get 8 yards a day, 5 days a week, $50 a yard. You're going to make $2,000 a week. You'll make $50,000 a year.
Yeah, not too shabby, and a lot of people don't think about doing that, but working for yourself has lots of advantages, and you've really pointed it out, and I love your answer that you're your favorite athlete. I think that's great.
Yeah, cause I throw my weight around, fly off the handle, I do all that stuff. I got a great physical fitness program.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, don't be a stranger. Thank you so much for calling America tonight.
I'm out here in the camp listening, so have fun.
All right, sounds great. And hello to all the other great truck drivers and third shift workers out there. We absolutely love hearing from you guys. 855-266-5283. Also in Texas, joining us on the talk lines is Larry. Larry, whereabouts in Texas are you?
Hello.
Hi, Larry. Whereabouts in Texas are you calling in from?
Well, right now I'm on the road in Oklahoma, but I live in Texas.
Oh, okay. Great. So would you like to chime in on your favorite athlete of all time, and then we can talk some more serious stuff?
Okay. Yeah, first athlete, Jim Thorpe.
Oh.
Because he was, without steroids, a true all-around athlete. And didn't need any additional help from chemicals to do something of tremendous athletic ability.
You know, that is absolutely...
The state of our country.
Yep.
Boy, man, that's complicated, but I do have an answer.
Okay.
While I agree with what the caller said about getting rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS, sales tax, yeah, about 1% or 2%, that would be sufficient. Bring back tariffs, get rid of NAFTA, get rid of these stupid international free trade zones where China and Mexico can do stuff here. and have things in our country without paying tariffs.
Yeah.
And it's a sovereign nation within our nation, and we can't so much as go on that international free trade zone without their permission. And get rid of the UN.
Yeah.
We paid so much money into that. And stop giving money to countries in the billions that hate us. And okay, fine. You know what? Have fun. Have a nice day. We're keeping our money. And get rid of the property tax. Up until the 50s, nobody paid property tax. And make the local governments fess up to their comprehensive annual financial report, and you find out these cities aren't bankrupt. They're following this UN Agenda 21 thing and doing a scam on the American people. But that's another story. But yeah, get rid of all this Agenda 21 garbage that's destroying us. Get the foreign banks and stuff out of our country and promote ownership of the oil fields and oil companies by Americans, not foreign oil companies.
Those are a whole lot of great points. Thank you so much, Larry, for calling in.
My pleasure.
And don't be a stranger. We'd love to hear from you. We've had Mike and Larry in this segment, and there's room for you. Matt is at Master Control taking your calls, 855-266-5283. Again, polling you on the fun side, your favorite athlete of all time. Jim Thorpe, that was a really good one. There's a name that a lot of younger listeners may not be familiar with, so look that one up on the Internet. Jim Thorpe, a great athlete, all-around athlete, and interesting to hear some different ideas on how we can jumpstart this economy and how we can get things moving in a better direction. I mean, there's no doubt that we can do it. It's been done before. I just don't personally like the direction that the country is going right now. I think we need to get more manufacturing back here. I think we need to do something about the immigration problem. I think we need to find a solution also to bringing more manufacturing back into the U.S. And, some of these ideas that you guys have thrown out, the national income tax has been talked about a little bit, but not a whole lot. And that certainly would be in a lot of ways, I would kind of endorse that, get rid of the federal income tax and all that hocus pocus. The accountants aren't going to like that, but, get rid of that whole huge governmental monster, the IRS, and just replace it with a simple income tax. And it would put more money in people's pockets, and people would go out and have more dispensable income, and hence businesses would have to manufacture and produce more. And as our last caller said about getting rid of the tariffs and these free trade agreements that we presently have with the countries of Mexico and China, what are your thoughts? If you were running for president, if you were running for Senate or Congress, what would be some of the things that you would do to help improve the economic situation of the United States? Our unemployment rate is still way too high. There's still lots of things going on that are, to say the least, funky as far as I'm concerned, just like another caller pointed out. For the life of me, I've never been able to really wrap my arms around the fact that, it was a given when I was growing up that a passbook savings account paid 5.25%, and now you go to a bank and a passbook savings account pays 0.0%. They don't pay anything. Even if you have large amounts of money, $50,000 CD, they're going to pay you less than 1%. What's going on with this situation? It makes no sense at all. This is America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney. Call us up, 855-266-5283. I'm Bob Long.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to America Tonight. I'm in for Kate Delaney, your regular host. She'll be back with you tonight. My name is Bob Long. Visit Kate's website, americatonight.net, and you can call her up at the same number I'm giving out here tonight, 855-266-5283. We have one segment remaining here, so I want to see if we can squeeze in at least a few more calls here. Your favorite athlete of all time. We've had a number of people kind of vote for all kinds of folks all over the board, from basketball players to hockey players to baseball players to all-around athletes, Jim Thorpe. But, you know, growing up, it's not uncommon to have multiple sports heroes. Who were some of your sports heroes growing up? That's the question I'd like to pose to you right now at 855-266-5283. And we also are polling you about the nation's economy, which is definitely not doing too well, to say the least. The unemployment rate is up there, at least here in Massachusetts. There is a whole lot of stores for rent and office buildings for rent. And, you know, there's no sign of anything coming around the corner to turn this around. So something needs to be done. What would you do? What would you do, as some of our callers have recommended, getting rid of the federal income tax? Would you do additional tax tax cuts? Would you get rid of real estate tax like one gentleman recommended? What would you do about the immigrant situation here, the illegals? Would you give them amnesty? Would you kick them out of this country? What would you do? What are some of the things that we need to do to increase manufacturing here in the U.S.? There was a time that this country was the leading manufacturer of all kinds of goods. Nowadays, it's only a handful of industries that rely on American plants to turn out their products. Most of the goods that we are buying are made in countries all over the world, from Mexico to China to other countries in the Far East to South America. I mean, all you have to do is look at the tags on everyday items, and it's rare to see that made in the USA logo or sign or signature. It's only a few items you see with that. What do we need to do to help that situation? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. We're also polling you for your favorite athlete of all time. Another vote came in here on favorite athlete of all time. It's Timothy in Texas, listening in Dallas, Texas, and his favorite athlete of all time is Roger Staubach. Of course, the great quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. That certainly makes a whole lot of sense. Here's another one coming in from, this one is from Nebraska. His favorite athlete of all time is, oh, this is an interesting one, Dick Butkus, the former middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears. What was his number? I believe it was number 51. Who's your favorite athlete of all time? 855-266-5263. I would love to hear from some of the great listeners on 600 AM in Bridgeport, Connecticut, WICC. Come on and say hello to your fellow New Englander here, Bob Long. I live in suburban Boston. Was just down in your neck of the woods for a very nice car show in Greenwich, Connecticut last weekend, the Greenwich Concours Delegate. I'd love to say hello to you folks, everybody listening in White Plains, New York on WFAS. What a great community that is. What a great radio station. Everybody down in Florence, Alabama, listening on WBCF. Everybody listening in Lexington, Kentucky, if you're coming off your shift at the Toyota plant, we'd love to hear from you. Also, everybody listening in Texas, we have a slew of stations in Texas. We love to hear from the great state of Texas. So give us a call, 855-266-5283. Again, we're looking for your favorite athlete of all time. Who would it be? Your favorite baseball player? Is it Babe Ruth? Is it Ty Cobb? Is it Ted Williams? Is it Mickey Mantle? Is it Rod Carew? Is it Reggie Jackson? Is it somebody from a more modern era, Sammy Sosa, or somebody else who has broken a whole lot of records using steroids? Maybe that's your favorite athlete. Who knows? We're non-discriminatory when it comes to athletes here on the program. 855-266-5283. That's our toll-free line from anywhere across North America. Here's another vote coming in via the internet on the favorite athlete of all time. And this one goes from Gordon. Gordon is in Missouri, and he votes for Jerry West. Jerry West, of course, was the great point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers back in the I would have to say 60s and 70s. I don't think he didn't make it into the 80s. Here's another basketball vote, this one coming in from Portland, Maine. Interesting, a former Boston Celtic, part of the Larry Bird era, Robert Parrish, the Chief, gets the vote here from Peter in Maine, listening on our Portland, Maine affiliate station. How about you out there in listener land? Give us a call at 855-266-5283. We have a few more minutes here on the broadcast, and would love to squeeze in a few more votes for favorite athlete of all time. We've just got another one. This one's from Colorado. This comes from Jim in Colorado. Babe Ruth, the Babe. I watched PBS special on the early days of baseball, the Ken Burns special. And I watched recently the Babe Ruth chapter, and what a fascinating gentleman this was. You know, and Babe did all the things that athletes are not supposed to do. He didn't take drugs, but he certainly loved his alcohol. He loved his food, and he actually had been seen many times sitting on the bench eating hot dogs during a game and still hit 713 home runs, 714 home runs. Let's go to Bob in Connecticut listening on WICC. Bob, welcome to America Tonight. Thanks for calling us. How you doing?
Fine. You?
I'm doing fine. I've had a long radio day. I've done a grand total of, I have to add it up here, of 10 hours of radio in the last 24, but I've been having a ball here filling in for Kate tonight on America Tonight.
Oh, boy.
How about your favorite athlete of all time? Who would that be?
Mine is Ted Williams, simply because he volunteered twice and became a Marine pilot in World War II in Korea. And he didn't have to go. If he had not volunteered twice for that, he would have set all kinds of records, because he's the last guy that ever hit over 400 in baseball. And other than that, he was a great fisherman. He was a world champion fisherman and a few other things.
You know, that is such a great vote. Absolutely. The splendid splinter, Ted Williams. And like you said, you know, he took himself out of action to serve our country in World War II and Korea, and those were prime years in his career. And he came back from World War II and hit 406 in 1946 for the Boston Red Sox. And lots of great respect for Ted Williams. There's actually a tunnel here which connects Boston to the airport, which is kind of on an island out in Boston Harbor, and it's named after Ted. It's the Ted Williams Tunnel. But that is a wonderful vote, Bob. What do you think about the economy? Anything that you could recommend for the politicians to do to jumpstart things?
Well, I think that, number one, we've got to get a guy that knows how to run the country in there.
I would agree with you 100%. We definitely need, where have all the leaders gone? That's what I'd like to know. You know, that's what I've said in many several presidential campaigns. I mean, we're a country of more than 300 million people, and it's very, you know, sad that we come up with, you know, a handful of folks from the 300 million people, you know, who are our potential candidates, because there are lots of great people out there that I think could do a whole lot better job than the politicians that have been elected in recent times.
That's for sure.
Well, Bob, thank you very much for the call, and listen to Kate tomorrow night on WICC, and hello to all of my great friends down there in that neck of Connecticut. I want to thank my great producer, Matt Johnson, for helping me out here on the show tonight, and I want to thank Kate Delaney for allowing me to step into her big shoes as the host of America Tonight. I'm Bob Long. Thank you very much for joining me.